the Verde, the Gila, the Salt. Without these rivers, life in Arizona would be unthinkable. But where do they come from? In the latest story in our Untold Arizona series, KJZZ's Nicholas Gerbus reports how scientists are still piecing together their mysterious origins.
In medieval Europe, all roads led to Rome. In Arizona, all rivers lead to the Colorado.
They provide the exodus of water across highlands to lowlands. And eventually, all of these rivers in the valley go to the Colorado River, and that goes to the Pacific Ocean.
Brian Gautier of the Arizona Geological Survey is versed in reading landscapes and traces of ancient rivers. Erosion, like a rookie cop trampling a crime scene, has left few such clues undisturbed, but it also has washed its share of evidence into the Valley of the Sun.
We know this much. We know that this place did collect thousands and thousands of feet, up to 12,000 feet of sand and gravel and silt and clay and mud and salt.
After the thrusting, faulting, and tectonic taffy pulling that formed the basin and range, but before the Salt River arrived, the valley was a vast collection plate. ASU geologist Steve Reynolds.
Originally, the area around Phoenix was just a closed basin. It didn't have any outlet to the sea. And so water that fell into the mountains just flowed into the middle of the basin and accumulated there.
Then, around 2 to 3 million years ago, the big rivers appeared.
The question is, well, which one came first? Did they all come first? You know, what's the time frame? And we do know that not all of them came at the same time. But as far as answering when they started to come, it's always been vague.
At Papago Park, independent researcher Steve Scott-Nicke explained how he uses drill cuttings from water wells to map the valley's hydrological history.
During drilling projects, that's one of the few times where we can bring those materials back up to the surface to look at. They contain a wealth of information.
Sorting these rocks by type and proportion yields a sediment fingerprint of the Salt River's earliest deposits.
They arrived pretty suddenly because they're sitting on these closed basin deposits. And then all of a sudden, you have a river deposit.
All three rivers appear to have originated in vast basins that filled up and eventually overflowed or burst.
Water from higher in elevation spilled over low parts in mountain ranges, and the river would then start cutting through those hard bedrock pieces, extending their reach down.
The Salt River's birthplace is preserved today as Roosevelt Lake.
We think the Salt River was Lake Roosevelt, and that spilled over across bedrock mountains into the next lowest place, which would have probably been the East Valley.
It amazingly made it through the Superstition Mountains, cutting a gorge, made its way south of Fountain Hills, out into the valley, probably originating near Granite Reef Dam.
This high-energy torrent, loaded with cobbles and boulders, followed quite a different path than today.
The ancestral Salt River flowed into the area of the Gila River Indian community, Akchin Indian community. Those deposits are down there. What it flowed into, we don't know. We think that the Gila may have been present.
Eventually, this track became untenable, and the Salt swung west from the Papago Buttes, assumed its modern course, and began downcutting.
So as you come out of the Salt River, and as you go either to the south or to the north, you rise up through these series of levels, each one of which is an old terrace deposited by the river.
The Gila also once pursued a different path. Today, the river's headwaters lie in New Mexico, but its ancient source was likely Safford Basin, located in and around the San Carlos Indian Reservation.
That system appears to have ended around 3 million years ago, and then we see the Gila River deposits in Florence abruptly arrive.
White limestone still marks the birthplace of the Verde, a vast lake that once stretched from Chino Valley to Strawberry.
So it probably filled up that bathtub of sediment and then spilled over into the Bartlett area, probably not for long, and then spilled over into the Fountain Hills area.
Arizona's rivers are chronicled in the geology of its land and the history of its peoples. From the Verde's Sinagua cliff dwellings to the Salt's Hohokam canals and the Mogollon culture of the Gila headwaters. It's a saga we are still reading, and through our dams, diversions, and the depredations of climate change, rewriting. Nicholas Gerbus, KJZZ News, Phoenix.